This is the Voice from Jerusalem. We invite you to join us now as Yuval Shomron brings you his program called Hebrew Highlights.
Shalom. This is Yuval Shomron coming to you from Jerusalem. I'd like to begin this program by reading one of my favorite passages, one which as a father is very dear to my heart. Psalm 127, 3-5. Behold, children are a gift of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are children of one's youth. How blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They shall not be ashamed when they speak with their enemies in the gate. The word gift here is translated in the New King James Version slightly more literally. The Hebrew word nachala means heritage or estate or inheritance. The point is that children are a gift which continue to be a blessing even after we have departed for the eternal kingdom. If we raise our children in the Lord, they will continue to give us a good name for generations to come. The word translated as reward actually means wages. That is to say, a reward given in return for something. I think most of the mothers listening would agree that the birth of their child really does seem like a reward for their 9 months of preparation and their delivery. They nearly always say it was all worthwhile. In Psalm 33:12 we read, Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom He has chosen for His own inheritance. Have you ever seen yourself being one of God's adopted children as an inheritance to the Lord, or even as a reward to Him? Sometimes it is hard for us to imagine the Heavenly Father being blessed by having a quiver full of people like us. Doesn't it make you want to behave in such a way that we will not be ashamed when we speak with our enemies in the gate? Then, in Psalm 74:2, there is a reminder to the Lord. Remember your congregation, which you have purchased of old, which you have redeemed to be the tribe of your inheritance, and this Mount Zion, where you have dwelt. Now this scripture is speaking specifically about the children of Israel, and the literal Mount Zion. However, as we see in Revelations 5:9 and Acts 20:28, all of God's children have been redeemed and purchased by the blood of the Lamb, our Savior, Yeshua. Another scripture which uses both nachala, or heritage, and sechar, or wages, in conjunction, is Colossians 3:23 and 24. Whatever you do, do your work heartily, as for the Lord rather than for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance. It is the Lord Christ whom you serve. Here we are reminded that, after all, everything we have comes from God. If we want to inherit the farm, so to speak, we need joyfully to get out there and bale the hay. Finally, let's take a look at 1 Peter 1, verses 3 through 9. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And though you have not seen Him, you love Him. And though you do not see Him now, but believe in Him, you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, obtaining as the outcome of your faith the salvation of your souls. As an earthly father, I am so blessed by my children that there is no question of my giving everything to them, whether now or after my passing. I am proud of them and not ashamed in any way. How unbelievably wonderful it is that God has adopted us and written us into His estate. We are His heritage. His eternal salvation is our inheritance. Imperishable, undefiled, fade-proof. Kind of makes you want to be a good kid. Shalom, shalom from Jerusalem.
You've been listening to Hebrew Highlights with Yuval Shomron. Visit our website, www.hebrewhighlights.com.